This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
You know, this really irritates me, Cal. We're on hour number two. I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk. Yeah. Denise Dirks and Todd Kuhnen over here to my left. And you know, I've got a really good sandwich going on right now, and I'm really hungry, and it's got turkey and ham, and it's got the pepper cheese. And
so not just good, but good for you.
Yeah, and you know what? I've got my favorite soft drink here, and I was really enjoying it and thought I had a few extra minutes, and now I'm going to have to put it down and look at it. And look at my drink while I do case or no case, and I talk about all this stuff that we're going to talk about in Radio Law Talk. So, you know, that's what I like about Radio Law Talk. We're like no holds bar. We are a behind the scenes talk show. You know, this is not about being stiff and, you know, talk boring about it. You know, well, anyway, let me get into that stuff. 855 Law Radio, give us a call.
This is perfect, Fred. You know why it's perfect?
Why is it perfect?
Because our case.
Hold on, can I take a bite of my sandwich?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Because our case or no case is about fried chicken.
Someone just burped, too.
You did.
It's about fried chicken?
Wasn't me.
Oh, wow. Might have been me. Fried chicken, anyway. The point is fried chicken. Halal fried chicken. Halal.
Wow, okay. We're going to talk about that in a minute because I'm still eating my sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Listen. this is the greatest show in the world.
I feel your pain, Fred. When I was doing baseball play-by-play, some fan, you know, was listening to the game while watching it at the ballpark and brought me up a plate of what he called tri-tip nachos.
Oh, man.
All right? It was nachos with tri-tip and cheese. It looked great.
Yeah.
And guess what I could not eat because I was literally doing play-by-play for a very long inning while I sat there and smelled it and watched it get cold.
Oh, that's no good. At least the sandwich is not going to get cold. Don't forget, we're the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. If this is entertaining to you, I don't know what else you like to be entertained about. But 855 Law Radio. Seek local counsel. Don't give us legal. We're not giving you legal advice. General topics of law is what we're talking about. We have to throw that disclaimer out. We're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes' trial. We started it. This is a very interesting trial going on about her company. Disney's Black Widow case, where Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney. And, again, we have Todd Kuhnen, our single host here, that is definitely in charge or will help out Scarlett Johansson in any way she can.
Yes,
to go through this horrible lawsuit against Disney. And, by the way, it's going to be kind of a... What do you call it? What is the word of the bellwether or the main one? Precedent setting case. Then we're going to talk about a South Carolina lawyer. And Todd's going to get into that. Has just been arrested, and this is bizarre what's going on. And then we're going to talk about the latest in the Durst case. That's another bizarre one. If you haven't heard about the Durst case, we'll do a quick overview and then we'll discuss it. But before we do any of that stuff, we do the most important thing is let me take my bite of my sandwich as Cal rolls the
case. Get a sip of your soda and a bite then. Here we go. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! I'm taking you now to Chicago, Illinois. As the Illinois natives say, it starts with an E-L. Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, where Afzal had a series of very successful Kentucky Fried Chicken franchises in the greater Chicagoland area. He was so successful because he sold chicken called halal chicken, prepared according to the Muslim dietary laws. He had the word halal written on his KFC signs and in his ads on TV and on billboards and in the radio. He mentioned halal. Then Afzal got a letter from KFC National Headquarters saying his advertising was too confusing and scarred the brand of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and potential non-Muslim customers thought they shouldn't go there because they weren't Muslim, they didn't eat halal chicken. They ordered that he cease and desist his halal advertising. He complied, and business began to tumble. 10% lower, then 15%, then 20, and then Afzal went to his attorney and said, they can't do that, can they? I'd like to see if I have a case or no case, which is what I ask you, Fred Penny. Case or no case.
I love this case.
Thank you.
And, a couple of things. Did you know about KFC? The founder was in his 60s, and he had failed at a number of businesses. So that is, yep, that's the truth. Look it up. And so that tells you it doesn't matter what age you are. You can find, build a company and do well. And he is a great example of stick-to-itiveness or working hard and not giving up, because he had failed at a number of businesses. Look at and watch KFC's. They have a biography about him. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, A&E did a whole bit on him. It's fascinating, yeah.
Super interesting about his life and how he did it. It was more not just about the 12 herbs and spices, but it's about...
It's about the addictive chemical he puts in it that makes you crave it fortnightly.
It's called oil.
No, you know what? It's about the process, right? He started with a machine. He built a machine that
he developed
that cooks
a special pressure cooker, Fred, that can handle the hot grease and the extra high pressure, because that's what Kentucky Fried Chicken is. It's pressure cooked.
So. Right, right. So anyway, that's interesting now. Okay, so the answer is, I know this answer. This is a real case, and absolutely KFC wins this case because, number one, this guy is not forced to do this. He can go start his own chicken company, or he can go work for another company that allows him. And I know that there, when KFC or any of them give what's called a franchise out, or these companies, it's very strict. You got to follow their recipes, and you can't advertise anything else. This is a KFC wins this case.
All right, fair enough, Fred. Mr. Kunin, what do you think about this? What do you think about Mr. Afzal and his attempt to sell halal Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Well, you know, I have to agree with Fred on this one. You sign a franchise agreement to run it, and you got to. It's not just your business. You are representing their brand. They have the right to come in and say, if you want to use our name and use our brand, you got to do it our way. Otherwise, go open up your own chicken place, right?
You know, do it your way, Burger King.
Yeah, no. Well, they moved away from the slogan, "Hey, make a hamburger on your own, buddy." To do it your way, right. But so I agree with Fred. Case and Kentucky Fried Chicken wins.
And Denise is thinking strategically.
How did you know that? I was thinking I'm going to keep Cal from getting a point.
Oh, come on.
I think that it's not a case. I think you made it up. But I like halal chicken. It's a good idea.
It's prepared on the bone. That's the difference with halal chicken. It has to be prepared and the chicken has to remain on the bone.
What? What do you mean? More detail. What do you mean it's got to be on the bone?
Well, I mean, you can't just provide chicken meat removed from the bone of the chicken. It has to be prepared while still on the bone of the chicken.
Well, that's what KFC does, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it has to be done in a special place like Jewish kosher food. It has to be blessed, and all that stuff. So, yeah.
I bless KFC every time I eat it, too.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Uh-oh, it was definitely made up now because you just showed your hand.
What?
You said Jewish culture, and then you called it a Muslim dish.
I said similar to the Jewish culture with kosher food that has to be prepared in a special place and in a special way. That was the point I was trying to make. If I didn't make it properly, I apologize.
Denise, answer.
I did.
What'd you answer?
I said it's not a case.
So you're both not cases? Oh, no, Todd, you followed me.
I followed you, Fred.
All right, so we're going to go. Todd and I say it's a case, and KFC wins, and Denise says it's a scenario, but not a case. That's something that Cal made up. When we come back, we're going to find out about it. KFC, go to the A&E or whoever's got it, and it's a really interesting show about the founder of KFC, how in his 60s he became a successful entrepreneur. We'll be back after this.
Yeah, today, in fact, we want to plug them. They have a whole series called The Foods That Built America, and that's one of them. It's really fascinating. All right, thank you, Fred. And we'll continue with Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite radio station and, of course, streaming at RadioLawTalk.com. And you know...
So you're telling me there's a
chance that we'll be right back. Stay there, and we'll continue.
Law Talk and Radio. heard on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800-710-3739.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
We had a very interesting case or no case that Cal laid out. There was an individual. Cal, why don't you just give a brief overview, and I'll tell you what we said.
A Muslim man bought some franchises in Chicago and prepared Kentucky Fried Chicken according to the halal religious method, and he posted that on his KFC signs. He put the word Kentucky Fried Halal Chicken. You know, he made sure that it was advertised that way. And KFC came to him and said, you know, you're confusing your other customers who may not want halal chicken. What if they're Jewish? What if they're agnostic? Don't care what, you know, what religious methods you use to prepare their chicken. So they said, you've got to stop. And he said, no, because my business is going down too much. Besides, I pay the franchise fees. You can't stop me. They said, well, what do you think? So we went to court.
And so we, Denise said that it is not a case, but a good scenario, which Denise was probably right, because the more I think about it, that was such a well laid out case that it's probably not a case. And Todd and I believe that KFC would win, and that's a typical type of case that would come forth. And yes, you have to follow what the franchise agreement says. So Denise is
so
probably going to
win.
Who
said it was no case? That was Denise?
Denise. I think she's going to win.
Okay. Oh, Denise. Oh. I'm so sorry. Who said it was a case?
Todd.
That would be Fred and Todd. Well, congratulations to you.
Denise, I thought you had that. Two points? Wait a minute. Who wins?
How did it it was a case,
it
but
was
what
a
happened?
Case, and the judge ruled in favor of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes, I knew
said
that.
Said they have the right to ban advertising outside of the franchise agreement, even though they had allowed it previously.
Oh.
So Mr. Afzal lost and ended up being required to sell off his franchises. Oh. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is...
Case.
Or no case. And next hour, I'm going to take you to Seattle and the curious matter of the baby raccoon. That's next hour for Case or No Case.
All I got to say, Denise, is Fred Penny's doing pretty well, isn't he?
I'd say you're rolling, man.
That's 5 points. Yeah,
and Denise is happy about it. Do you see the smile on her face when she said that?
Oh, yes.
Case or no case. See, look, we're going to talk about...
You are ahead, by the way.
Am I?
Yes, okay. But I'm still in second place.
Todd's a loser. It's okay. He's got...
I'm just sitting here being nice, being amicable, and what happens? Did anybody get the license plate of that bus I just got hit by?
You were thrown under it first.
Well, yes, and dragged.
Doesn't matter. Scarlett Johansson's going to be calling
you. That's true. It's okay, Charlotte. I don't care. No, go ahead. You can drool on it. It's not real leather. Go ahead.
There's Kitty.
Oh, that's right. You have to make sure that the kid... Does she like Kitty?
Oh, I would go elsewhere.
So, oh, you would like not make sure she doesn't.
I would look. Do you need therapy? Let me get a pet free home for you to come and cry.
Scarlett Johansson, 855-529-7234. 855-529-7234. That's 7234. That's this law radio. She can remember that. Call, and Todd will talk to you over the air.
I will.
I can see someone calling.
I don't know if I'll talk to you over the air.
You know what's going to be interesting is someone does call. This is Scarlett Johansson. Yeah, right. King.
And,
yeah,
and it's really her.
Yeah, it's really her.
You know, little trivia of that.
Sure.
So you know the Michael Jackson song Beat It?
Yes.
Right? And do you know who did the guitar solo on Beat It?
No.
Edward Van Halen.
Oh.
And he did it for no money. He just, as a favor, right? But the story is, and it was confirmed by both Eddie Van Halen and Quincy Jones, that Quincy Jones, the producer, called Eddie to see, hey, you want to come over and do this thing? When he first called, Eddie thought it was a joke, hung up on him like 3 times. And finally, they had to call somebody else. Quincy Jones had to call somebody else to call Eddie and say, look, it's really Quincy Jones. Will you please pick up and talk to him?
He really wants you to hang out with Michael Jackson. Wow.
So, well, no, the issue was Michael Jackson was not yet, in Eddie Van Halen's mind, a superstar. And he said, yeah, I'll play on the little kid's record. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's right. That's kind of right before he got really big. I mean, he was big, but not.
It was super big. It was the Thriller album that it came out on, and Eddie went in. He also rearranged the song. Sorry, Michael Jackson was out for lunch. Came back because by the way, I had to rewrite your song. I wanted to solo over a different part, not the one you wanted me to solo over.
Where's the solo part?
Oh, it's coming.
I'm trying to find it.
You can hear the actual guitar. It's really strong.
Now, interestingly enough, you're in a band called Toto.
Yes.
Steve Lukather, lead guitarist for Toto, he's playing all these guitar parts. He plays all of the rhythm guitar parts for Michael Jackson and stuff.
And Michael,
especially on this one. And Eddie just came in to do the solo.
When's the solo coming in?
Well, probably halfway through the song, after this next chorus part.
Yeah.
Should we just wait? Or are we going to get in trouble by playing it?
No, it's not the center of this. I'll try to find it here. Let me see.
But he listened to the song for 20 minutes, laid down 2 tracks. Here it's coming up, and the rest is history.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is the intro. The solo's not coming up. You'll know the solo when it comes up.
Oh, wow. Here it is. Oh, yeah. Todd's playing it right now. This is Eddie Van Halen.
It's pretty good.
This is a news program about it, so that's why we're doing it. All right. All right, that's good enough, pal. Thank you.
Made it up on the fly.
Wow, this guy, that guy was good.
Oh, yeah.
How did we get sidetracked?
We were talking about, if Scarlett Johansson calls and we hang up on her. You know, and what if it was really her, and then that led to how Eddie got called. So,
Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes, we already brought up the information about this case. She's going to trial. She's the one that had the machine that takes a drop of blood and supposedly says everything about you. Not everything, but a lot of things about you. And she raised hundreds of millions of dollars, and it went bankrupt, went under. She started this when she was 19. That's a whole documentary you want to watch. But the trial has started, and the issue is she is supposedly being prosecuted for wire fraud and conspiracy. Now, here is the arguments from defense, and she has been tried in the media already. And not to be 100% on her side, but there are some defenses that I think are good, because I don't like it when the media tries the case, right? Nobody does, because you're allowed to hear both sides. And we're going to bring up kind of her side of the story, what the opening arguments were in the case this week. And, man, they got some good defenses. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk on many of your favorite local radio stations and also live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific, on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to prolawfirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to prolawfirms.com. That's prolawfirms.com.
Prolawfirms.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Biden administration is deploying scores of National Guard troops to secure a fenced-off Capitol during a rally on Saturday for defendants charged in connection with the January 6th riot. D.C. Police Chief Tom Manger says they are bracing for violence.
We have a strong plan in place to ensure that it remains peaceful, and that if violence does occur, that we can stop it as quickly as possible.
Authorities have worked to correct the security failures that led to the deadly assault 8 months ago.
President Joe Biden's administration on Friday pledged support for abortion providers and patients in Texas after losing an initial step in a legal case against the state's new anti-abortion law. Biden's Health Secretary Xavier Becerra said that his department was providing funding to Everybody Texas, a nonprofit that says it supports abortions. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No points for you. Oh, come on.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
So in opening statements, and you're right, Todd, he said my professor would go crazy. They're not opening arguments because you technically can't argue your case. You just make a statement on your case in opening arguments. Closings can be an argument in general, but openings are a statement.
Yes, the opening is, this is what we anticipate the evidence
right.
will be.
Right.
Closing is, okay, you've heard the evidence, this is what it means.
Right, you're right.
Yeah.
So it's semantics, but... people call it everything, but you're right. Opening statements, but this is what the defense argued. Obviously, you know, in this Elizabeth Holmes case, they're saying wire fraud conspiracy. She started this company, and she knew it was a failure and going to fail, and it took people's money anyway, and exaggerated or lied about what her machine could do, et cetera, et cetera. The opening statement from defense is as follows, and I love it. Number one, she relied on advice from the wrong people. And don't forget, she had a huge contingent of people that worked for her, including engineers and experts, right? Don't forget, she's 19 years old and only had 1 year of experience in Stanford in engineering. The second argument, and I think the best argument, is she failed at the business. But failure's not a crime.
That's right.
And I agree with that. I mean, that's the best argument. What a great argument. I mean, yes, she failed. Yes, it didn't work the way she said it was going to or thought it would work. But that's part of business, right?
Yeah.
And you know what failure is, right? It's the opportunity to learn.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. People have to be given room to fail. Now, somebody's going, yeah, okay, give them room to fail, but don't, you know, charge people billions
and
billions.
Not with my money.
Not with my money. But again, you know, here's the thing. It's called investment, venture capital. There's risk to investing. There is no guarantee. And, you know, I look at it. Denise and I were talking about this during the break. And it's, look, she started this when she's essentially 19 years old, right? Didn't have a whole lot of money when she started it and built it into something where, Fred, you said she was, what, Forbes most?
Worth billions of dollars.
Now, if when this trial started, this person who came from nothing shows up in her Lamborghini in a $5,000 suit and goes home to her $20 million estate and all that and dines every night on $3,000 a meal restaurants and things like that, I could see somebody looking at her going, okay, yeah, you came from nothing, you built these people, your product failed, and you still seem to be living pretty high on the hog. I get that. What's she worth right now?
Nothing.
Nothing. And this is after she did her level best to pay back as many people as she could. Not everyone, but she settled lawsuits. She settled with Walgreens. She tried to pay back everybody. Look, there were some people that didn't get paid back, some folks that didn't. But not because I can't pay you back, but I'm still living in my $10 million home. She tried her level best and has nothing. And I'm thinking, golly,
well, hold on, Cal. Maybe she exaggerated her claims or pushed them, but that's what you do when you. I mean that's what people do because she believed it. I truly think, you know, again, I think she believed in it, and maybe it was wrong belief, but she pushed what she thought was a great company, and that happens all the time. And we're going to get into. Also, the investors usually have to be high-end people worth money, and they have to go through a scrutiny, and which is part of the scrutiny is you got to have an intelligent investor, and you have to sign documents that say you understand this is a risk. Cal.
Well, there are two things. The first thing is, what is the key to being an investor, a wise investor? Don't invest money you can't afford to lose, correct? Is that not one of the rules that they say? And the other thing is, I believe she offended the wrong people somewhere who said, you know what, this goes over the top into a crime. Rather, because remember when Windows first came out, all these promises, all that they called it vaporware, developed a whole new category of phony stuff in the Silicon Valley. This sounds like a vaporware medical product to me that was out there. The promise was there, but it simply never delivered.
Yeah, I think it was represented that it would do 200 different types of testing very accurately, and it actually did 9 types of testing very accurately.
Right. So, but the thing is that's part of the United States is the risk of it not working. That how many the amount of percentage of tech companies that go under is a lot more than you think. Everyone thinks all you see is the big tech companies that make money. You didn't see the tens of thousands of ones that went under, right?
You know, let's face it. Here's a principle that people might not like to stomach financially, but you have to understand that without it, nothing will occur. Innovation requires risk. To innovate in technology, to innovate in business, to do that requires people who are willing to go out and take a risk, to put up money to others that do that, and it requires that. And the concern I have with this case is if she is convicted on these facts, the precedent that it sets and the effect that this will have on future innovation, because there's a whole bunch of people out there going to be saying, well, if I could be prosecuted for it, then I'm not even going to try to develop this new thing. I mean, think about this. Wouldn't it be great if there was a machine that could do exactly what she says?
Heck yeah.
That could diagnose 200 different things with just a drop of blood? And I'm sitting here saying, please tell me if this one didn't work, please tell me there's somebody out there trying to perfect this, you know, from where she started. Because if there's not, I mean, we lose out in terms of innovation simply because people are afraid to be in criminal prosecuted.
30 years ago, if you would have told me a chip the size of my thumb would carry how much information and be able to run, you know, networks, I would have just said you're crazy, right? But here let's continue with their arguments, their opening statement. They also said this follows her lawyer. She fell short by relying on advisors, company executives, and experts. Then they go in. This is what he says. And by the way, this is there's so many articles on it. They're talking about it. But he goes into her attorney and says, be very careful when you look at the investors, because they're going to put some investors up on the stage, on the stand, and they're going to testify, she promised this, promised this, promised this, right? And it didn't happen. Look at the qualifications, they're saying, of these investors that are required. that have certain requirements to invest and back this company. They have to be intelligent investors, and they have to sign documents that say they understood and read what's called like a portfolio that says there's no guarantee, we don't promise this is going to happen.
And there's risk.
Risk, right? It's a risk involved. And it's so funny because when it hits big and the company goes big, they don't, you know, hey, I put in $1 million, made $100 million. That's, but they don't talk about those. But here's the seventh thing. Hold on. You want to talk about that one?
No, go ahead. Keep going.
So the other thing is they required, when people, the major investors, they required a significant showing of wealth and their ability to attest and understand the significant risk. That happened. You can't just get anybody to invest in this. They've got to be intelligent investors. And they have to recognize this, and a lot of times they have to sign off on it. A lot of times, Todd.
So it appears to me that what the defense is doing is painting this picture, and I think it's a pretty good, pretty brilliant strategy of saying, look, folks, here's what was really going on. You have this young kid, essentially, compared to the investors, and she's got this great idea, and everybody else that came in saw dollar signs, and they came in, and the advisors came in, everybody saw dollar signs, and essentially everybody was thinking this, you know what, we'll do this, we'll either be millionaires or billionaires, or if it all goes to pot, she's the fall guy. We can just lay it on her and say it was all her. And that seems to be what the defense is kind of going for, to say, look, I got advice. I was 19, for crying out loud. People in the industry had all of this knowledge, and I followed and I got all this advice, and now I'm basically being hung out to dry, and these same people that gave me the advice are now coming in saying, oh, we're victims or we're witnesses, to throw me under the bus. But
And you know what? If you're a good investor, I don't care. You know, I remember the time. I remember this. And there was so much hype around it. So much hype. And I'm just saying, okay, now let's peel back the onion. If you're a smart investor, she's 19. She's a dropout basically a college dropout. By the way, she's very bright.
Mm-hmm.
Her father was a very successful businessman that worked for Enron.
Yes.
He worked for Enron. And but she's 19, for heaven's sake. If you're going to give this 19-year-old $100 million, that's your fault. It's like she's 19 and she dropped out of college. So anyway, the other arguments are, I got a minute left. I don't want to get in. There's two more arguments I want to discuss, and then what the government's arguing. And I'm thinking her attorneys have got some great arguments here. Guess what? You're not guilty of something, a failure in business. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Fred. We will continue with Radio Law Talk here, and we appreciate your listening to us and remind you that we are live every Saturday from 9 o'clock until noon on many local radio stations and other times throughout the weekend as well. And if you stay tuned, however you're listening, the program will continue in just a moment.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Todd has a kitty. That is Armadillo.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So I was continuing to talk about this Holmes case and the defense's arguments. One thing they're also arguing is the government is going to claim that there are a number of issues about information that they found of about 20 or so, I guess going to say, inaccuracies in results of the machine. And they're going to show at least 20 of these. And her defense lawyer said, by the way, the argument is, and we're going to show you, that you need to weigh the amount of inaccuracies as compared to the 8 million that they performed, 8 million studies or tests that they performed. And they said, I think there's about 20 that were inaccurate. And I don't know about that. I heard there's a lot more than that. But at least their argument is, okay, you could throw 20 or 30 that show that it's inaccurate, but let's look at how many they actually did. So that's another one of their arguments that they're going to do. They're also going to say, and this is the kicker one, she had a partner and an older man that was in business with her, and they had a relationship going outside the company, and she's going to argue a decade-long campaign of psychological abuse by this individual. And by the way, and looking at, you know, talk to Denise about this, but Todd is the prosecutor. Guess what that did? Now they separated as two separate trials, and I think she wants to get away from him and not be tied with him, and that's a way to separate them. Isn't that right?
Yeah, absolutely, because now she's making allegations against him and his control over her, so he had no choice but to get a separate trial. And who are they going to blame, the older man, or are they going to blame the young
19-year-old?
19-year-old. Yeah. So it may be another strategy that works.
I just, maybe it's just me.
I have a question.
Sure, Denise.
I have a question. If she raises this and they have separate trials now, I mean, can't he blame her and raise reasonable doubt? And can't she blame him and raise reasonable doubt?
Well, they're not being tried at the same time, I don't believe.
No, but they can do that, right?
And which is one thing that's always dangerous. When I was a prosecutor and you'd have co-defendants in a case, if I made an offer to resolve, like say a theft case or a drug possession case or something, it was usually a package deal. You both have to agree to it. Because if you resolve with one person and not the other, and the other person wants to go to trial, then guess who gets blamed for it? The person that already resolved their case, and it makes the trial that much harder. And certainly in this case, because her trial is going first, it's one of those you're kind of going all in. So from his perspective, let's say she's convicted of everything here, then his statement and his defense is going to be, well, there you go. There was the chief culprit. They did everything. You got her dead to rights. So the whole thing. Let's say she's acquitted. Right. Then it's, well, it was acquitted, but, you know, that was just a bad jury. She actually did all of this stuff. They can heap all sorts of allegations on her. Technically, she could probably come in and say, you know, well, this happened, as long as she's not perjuring herself and take a lot of the blame because she can't be tried for it again. Jeopardy's already attached. She was acquitted. Right. And so you've got a lot of stuff. It's
called
tricky.
An empty chair.
Yeah.
You don't want an empty chair sitting there. Shit, the possibility of 20 years in prison is the maximum here. But I don't know.
For a bad investment, 20 years, really? Wow.
I just don't know. And not only a bad investment, but there's a lot of very bright and intelligent companies and people, venture capitalist companies too, that came in and invested in this. Now to jump on the argument side, on the government side, they're arguing, but she defrauded and made misstatements, right? Anytime you're taking people's money to put into your business, that's why you got to be very careful. If you're taking people's money and you're making money off that money, you've got to be very careful.
If that was the case, nobody could sell cars again on a used car lot ever again.
Oh, there we go.
Well, I mean, I'm not, no offense intended to you. Used car salesman. I'm saying that most people who go buy a used car feel like something was misrepresented to them.
Right, right.
That's right or wrong.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Black Widow. This is a movie coming out with Scarlett Johansson. Did it already come out?
It came out 4th of July
weekend. That's right. 4th of July weekend. And here's the big issue. It came out, and because of COVID, there's been a lot of changes. Disney Plus has been big, and there's usually agreements that the main actresses or actors get money according to the box office, right? Whatever the box office makes. And Disney put out this, this Black Widow awesome movie that's coming out at the same time in the box office as they did on Disney Plus streaming. And the issue is, don't forget, with COVID going on, a lot of these theaters either aren't open or they've got limited opening or people don't want to go because of it. So her argument is, wait a minute, I've lost all my revenue and my money that I would get because I get a cut of whatever the box office tickets are, and now you've thrown it out on the Disney Plus stream, right? So that's the whole argument. This is how this Scarlett Johansson lawsuit starts against Disney, and this is why this is going to be so precedent-setting due to the fact, since coronavirus, really, you know, it would come out on, you know, in the theaters first, and then they would come out on a DVD or a stream, you know, or you can get it another way, right, through Netflix or something like that. But now with the coronavirus, they were quicker to put it out on Disney Plus. In fact, it was pretty much the same exact time, and she's suing on that. So why is this so important? I can talk the whole time, Denise. Why is this going to be very interesting and very important? Or Todd, whoever wants to take that.
Well, it has a lot to do with the transaction itself. There are standard provisions in these type of contracts and the box office provision, but also about distribution and control. And in Scarlett Johansson, what makes her contract so unique is that it did not have that standard distribution control to Disney. It was a vaguer term. And in this case, usually parts of the agreement may be a little bit subject to interpretation, and other parts are very well defined. And because of this lack of distribution and control, I think it puts Johansson in a really good position, well, honestly, because Disney would have to use good faith to put it out in the box office and make it go and run for her to make the money.
What is, what's interesting about this, and I didn't understand, is they not... I don't want to put this. A lot of times they keep things vague in these contracts on purpose. And it's like, well, you better write it down if you're in a contract. Well, or you leave it vague so it leaves you opportunity to say, hey, wait a minute, part of that's mine.
That's true. And we also need to understand that Scarlett Johansson is not just entitled to compensation because of her contract as an actor. She was an executive producer on this film, which means she put up money to help produce the film, had about a $200 million budget. And just I'm looking on IMDb here, the opening weekend domestically, it did about $80 million. And this is her argument. A film like this, throughout the since July domestically, should be well into the $300-400 million range, if not more, right? But they released it on Disney Plus the same day that they released it in the theaters, so it did $80 million its opening weekend. To date domestically, it's only done $183 million domestically, so it's only done $100 million more than it did its opening weekend, and that's where things get hurt, because these films rely on the let's go back and see it again and see it again. Well, nobody's going to go back and see it again if they like it the first time in the theaters and now they know they can get it on Disney Plus and see, you know, we've got a group of 30 people, let's watch it together. That's not box office stuff. And her compensation as executive producer was tied to the box office release.
Wonder what, how many Disney Plus, what the numbers on Disney Plus were that it was viewed.
I saw something the other day that says Disney Plus is getting very close to overtaking Netflix as the top streaming service.
Wow. Well, I know a number of people that have it, and they love it. They watch this.
I have this theory about numbers, Fred, and I think it applies here.
Oh, sure, yeah. What is that?
Numbers don't lie, and liars don't use numbers. So when you go to a movie studio and they say, oh, trust us on this, nobody signed up to our streaming service to watch your little movie.
Right.
They just went to, you can trust us on that. We got the numbers to back up. Show me the numbers. Well, I don't really have the numbers. And now I'm just thinking out loud. That could be an issue.
Well, what's interesting with this is just the wording. They keep things vague. And so we're going to watch this one close over the next few months to see what happens, because if she wins, guess what? There's going to be a lot of lawsuits rolling in against Hollywood. We'll be back hour number three. We got a lot going on. Stay with us.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.